It's great to be back as this year's group stage kicked off in style. In our main game, two European giants came head-to-head at the Camp Nou, but a messy masterclass saw the home side seal a comfortable victory.
Absolutely brilliant once again from Lionel Messi. In his 30s now, but still providing moments of absolute magic. It's another brilliant Barcelona goal.
It was the same scoreline in our other featured match as Manchester United returned to UEFA Champions League action with a bang.
And Rashford makes it 3-0 to Manchester United, a kiss of the badge, a wave to the crowd, and Manchester United open up in the UEFA Champions League group stage with what looks like being a resounding victory here.
Elsewhere, there were also big wins for two other European powerhouses.
Edinson Cavani joins the Paris Saint-Germain list of scorers. They are 3-0 up.
Lewandowski slots it into the corner, sends the goalkeeper the wrong way.
Joining Bayern and Paris Saint-Germain with opening day victories were Chelsea, Sporting and Cieska, while Roma held out for a draw at home to Atletico. We'll bring you all the analysis and we'll hear from Romelu Lukaku, Jose Mourinho, Carlo Ancelotti and Antonio Conte. Plus, we'll preview Wednesday's action, including Spurs Dortmund and Liverpool Sevilla. Stay with us right here on the UEFA Champions League podcast. Welcome to the show. I'm Rob Daly, and what a start we've had to the group stage. European football expert Chris Parrott is alongside me. Chris, 28 goals we've had in the first 8 games. Not bad at all.
No, a 6-0 win, a 5-0 win, and 3-0 victories for the teams that you would consider as some of the contenders. I'm talking about Barcelona, Chelsea, Manchester United, Bayern, and Paris Saint-Germain. Those clubs who you expect them to be right at the end of the competition, getting off to the best possible start. You had the new front three from Paris Saint-Germain, who were all magnificent. And then you had Lionel Messi, still the magician. He was fantastic, and he led Barcelona to a win against Juventus in a game that could have been the final, frankly. What a beginning for Barca.
Prince Hyman's tweeted in #MatchdayLive, what a night of magical football. Already can't wait for Wednesday. Let's run through all of Tuesday's match day one results. Then Group A, Manchester United 3, Basel 0. Benfica 1, Cieska Moskva 2. Group B, Celtic 0, Paris Saint-Germain 5, Bayern 3, Anderlecht 0. In Group C, it finished goalless between Roma and Atletico. Chelsea 6, Karabag 0. And in Group D, it was Olympiacos 2, Sporting 3, Barcelona 3, Juventus 0. And that's where we start our review of Tuesday night's action with the big match of the Camp Nou. Watch for us by John Bradley.
Messi takes over. Messi's shot. It is a magnificent Barcelona goal. It's gone from one end of the field. Started by Piqué, on by Dembélé. Messi to Suarez, back to Messi, and into the far corner. Scintillating stuff. Barcelona 1, Juventus 0, and that was just class. Right-hand side, and it comes to Messi, inside the penalty area. Messi across the face of goal, and it comes to Rakitic! It's 2-0 to Barcelona! They seize the initiative in the game, and they have themselves a second goal. It was only half-cleared by Barzagli, and Ivan Rakitic arriving right on the penalty spot, strokes home with his left foot. It's Barcelona 2, Juventus 0. It's Andres Iniesta. It's on to Lionel Messi. He's got Dembélé just inside him. Messi uses him as the decoy and strokes the ball home. Absolutely brilliant once again from Lionel Messi. In his 30s now, but still providing moments of absolute magic. It's another brilliant Barcelona goal. It's Barcelona 3, Juventus 0. We didn't see this scoreline coming.
Certainly didn't. Commentator John Bradley is with us now on the show as well. John, they deserve that victory. Much was made of the post-Neymar Barcelona, how they would get on. It was a real message tonight, it seemed, for me.
It was the first time as well that the new strike force of Suarez, Messi and Dembélé had played together. And there was lots of promise from the new big money signing from Borussia Dortmund. I think that Luis Suarez is still nursing his way back towards full fitness after that pre-season injury. But the great man doesn't let us down, and he rarely has down the years. And after a tough start to a game where Juventus were the better side and certainly created the more clear-cut openings, and they certainly tested Ter Stegen once Messi had scored that first goal, which was a wonderful team goal that went from one end of the field to the other. They never looked back in the second half, and the second half performance was Messi just taking a grip of a game, of a big game like we've seen so many times down the years. And even now, as he, you know, passes 30 this summer, the magic is still there. And he was a joy to watch in that second half. He really was.
I've rarely seen Juventus as a defensive unit, certainly under Max Allegri, look, you know, so vulnerable, frankly, every time Barcelona went forward. This was a side back in the quarterfinals at the Camp Nou just last season. That's only a couple of months ago, really. Held them at arm's length, looked so comfortable. Allegri said, you know, why are we talking about Bonucci in the build-up to the game? Well, I'm afraid afterwards we still have to, because there was no Chiellini who was injured. Of course, Leonardo Bonucci left the club to go to Milan in the summer. And really, without those two players, massive players, two of the greatest defenders maybe to have graced the UEFA Champions League, they didn't look anywhere near as magnificent as at the back. And Barcelona sensed that opportunity. And once they got their first goal, really Juventus never looked like getting back in it.
Let's talk about vulnerability as well that was shown last season. Paris and Juventus, when they gave him a real kicking in the first leg of that quarter-final. And we wondered how the new-look Barcelona, under the new coach Ernesto Valverde, would cope. They've kept clean sheets in all their La Liga games so far this season, but this was an even bigger test. And Juventus missing several key players. Let's not kid ourselves. Mandzukic, Khedira, Chiellini, Marchisio are all very influential players in that Juventus setup. But it's still a side that has Dybala and Higuain and Douglas Costa, and very, very good players. But while they were a threat in the first half, in the second half, they never really had a look in. And I think that will impress the new coach as much as their attacking play. We all know what they can do going forward. This was very much a case of, have you sorted your defensive problems out from last year?
Brilliant start, though, for Ernesto Valverde. I think certainly from the moment Messi scored, pretty much the perfect performance. And in everything that was going on at the club, the departure of Neymar, did they get their number one and two transfer targets? You know, Valverde has now overseen a perfect start in Spain, aside from the Super Cup anyway, and in this competition. I think from the moment of the draw, it was like, okay, how are Barcelona going to stand up against one of, you know, another of the contenders? Both these teams coming into this competition will see victory as the ultimate goal and achievement, and very well is the answer. They were well worth the victory and the points, and it sets them up beautifully in Group D.
John, if we had any reaction from either camp, I know it's a little bit early in the night.
It is a little bit early. We've seen a couple of the players just making their way down towards doing interviews, but we are just waiting for a little bit of reaction from it. But certainly the Juventus players looked a little weary as they've walked through the mix zone on the way out. Lots of smiles amongst the Barcelona players. I guarantee when they go head-to-head again on match day five, Juventus will want to turn them over, because this is a really big defeat for them tonight. They don't often go down by three goals.
And it was the game everyone was watching, really, tonight in the competition. John, thank you. Get thinking about your man of the match as well. Meanwhile, Olympiacos to Sporting. He's laughing at me because it's going to be Lionel Messi, isn't it? Sorry, John. It's going to be Messi. Ruin the surprise. Elsewhere in that group, Olympiacos 2, Sporting 3 in the other game. In Piraeus, Chris, staggering performance. Sporting 3-0 up at the break. Dumbia, Gelson Martins and Bruno Fernandes all scoring. Pardo scored twice in the final moments for Olympiacos to make it nervy, but Sporting could have been far further ahead.
Well, that first half display was quite unbelievable. I think we saw Sebastián Coates, the centre-half, having a one-on-one.
He just ran through. It was chaos.
It wasn't great from Olympiacos, but from Sporting's point of view, lost all of their away games in the group stage last campaign. Up and running, a notoriously difficult place to go. And you know, from their point of view, 3 points on the board away from home now, Sporting will be delighted. And you have to credit the coach, because Bastos was left on the bench. And inside 2 minutes, Sadio Dumbia, the man who was chosen to play instead of Dost in that lone centre-forward position, it's called the opening goal.
Not a bad call. And on match day 2, Wednesday the 27th of September, Juve host Olympiacos and Sporting welcome Barcelona to Lisbon. Okay, to Group A now. Our second feature match took place at Old Trafford. United, Manchester United took on Basel. This was watched by Adam Summerton.
Young with a cross from the right. Draper, Fellaini's header! And Manchester United take the lead at Old Trafford. It has been coming. And Fellaini honours a substitute for Paul Pogba. Rose highest inside the area to plant it home. Manchester United 1, Basel 0. In comes the cross, and there's the second goal for Manchester United. And it's Romelu Lukaku who heads home from all of 6 or 7 metres out. And in the rain in Manchester, United on their return to the UEFA Champions League have doubled their advantage. Manchester United 2, Basel 0. Fellaini on the right-hand edge of the area, pulls over across, Mkhitaryan missed it, Rashford didn't. And Rashford makes it 3-0 to Manchester United, a kiss of the badge, a wave to the crowd, a leap up into the air in celebration. And Manchester United open up in the UEFA Champions League group stage with what looks like being a resounding victory here. Manchester United 3, Basel 0.
OK, we'll speak to our commentator for that game, Adam Summerton, in a moment. But what a start for Manchester United on their return to the UEFA Champions League stage. Let's hear from two of their key men on the night. David De Gea, the goalkeeper, and striker Romelu Lukaku.
Yeah, I'm just delighted with the win for the team. We wanted to win after the little slip-up at Stoke City. We needed to bounce back and win today. The football was not great, but we won, and that's the most important thing.
Yes, of course, we have a good offensive team and good defensive team as well. I think we defend really well today. They didn't create a lot of chances, so I think we did a really, really good job.
We'll get on to Paul Pogba in a moment because he went off injured. But Adam, first of all, it looked comprehensive from United.
Yeah, it was a good solid start, I would say. I wouldn't call it spectacular. 3-0 is a very good result, clearly in any UEFA Champions League game. But they've got more in them than perhaps they show tonight. But as I say, it was a solid return to the UEFA Champions League for Manchester United.
I see that Jose Mourinho has said Pogba's hamstring, he's not sure whether it's big or small. It sounds like Marouane Fellaini came on and was excellent, but
he
obviously
was.
You know, that will be the negative. Pogba captain and forced off with that injury. They'll hope that is not long-term or even short-term, frankly.
Yeah, absolutely, because he started the season very well indeed. I think he's benefited from the introduction of Matic to the side. It's given him more freedom. It was just such an unfortunate thing, really, because I think you noticed even when the UEFA Champions League anthem was playing, the big smile on his face, that focus in his eyes, you know, he's desperate to be back on this stage. So, and to be wearing the captain's armband as well at the club where he came through the youth academy. Yes, he's gone away and come back, but it would have been such a proud moment for him to captain the side. But, I'm sure he'll be back. Hopefully it's soon. But you're absolutely right to highlight Fellaini, who came on and replaced him and was brilliant. He really was, Fellaini. Fantastic performance from him.
I mean, he's seen as something of a plan B, isn't he, Marouane Fellaini, Adam? He recovered from a calf injury for this game, having missed the 2-2 draw with Stoke. Just how much do you think Jose Mourinho appreciates having him in the squad?
Massively. I think that's the absolute right word that you've used there, Rob, as well. Appreciates him, because there are a lot of people who haven't appreciated Marouane Fellaini over the years, and he hasn't always been the most popular of players among the supporters at Manchester United. I've been sat there in the stands covering games, and there have been audible moans and groans when he's come off the bench to come on. But I think now there is a much better appreciation of Marouane Fellaini as a player, partly because Jose Mourinho appreciates what he's good at and how he can be of use. Not necessarily always as a starter, but he has his uses. And when he plays to those advantages that he has in his game, he can be a handful. He really can.
OK, Adam, get thinking about your man of the match as well. Manchester United with the 3-0 win against Basel tonight. It was very tough for them. Meanwhile, CSKA Moskva came from behind to win 2-1 at Benfica. And John Bradley, what a moment for the young goalscorer, the man who got the winner.
19-year-old Timur Jamaletdinov made his full debut for the club at the weekend in the Russian Premier League and scored, and then came off the bench tonight to complete a wonderful comeback victory for CSKA. Well, only the third away win in 6 years in the UEFA Champions League group stage. It's a fine, fine result for them.
And next, they host Manchester United in the UEFA Champions League, 27th of September. That's a Wednesday game, match day two. But, of course, Manchester United to the top of the standing, CSKA Moskva in second after their victory. Let's go to Group B now. Celtic 0, Paris Saint-Germain 5. Brilliant from Unai Emery's side. Mbappe, Cavani and Neymar all scoring. Cavani with a couple in the end. In fact, it was just a bit too much for Celtic in the end. Let's hear from their captain, the midfielder, Scott Brown.
I think the second half we managed to keep possession a lot more. I think the first half just wasn't us. We sat in the dressing room, we were talking about that, but we knew the second half we had to go out and everyone wanting the ball to be tighter together instead of being big spaces.
Well, Brendan Rodgers said ahead of the game, Chris, we want to be breathing down their neck, but Paris Saint-Germain were just too quick and didn't even get them the chance.
Too quick, too good, and what a perfect evening for Emery. You know, this new-look front three, so much expected, demanded of them, and they really look like they're clicking into gear. They have domestically and now in the UEFA Champions League. Neymar with inside 20 minutes on his UEFA Champions League debut for the club with the opener. Then he teed up Mbappe, Cavani with a penalty. And in the second half, actually, Neymar and Mbappe missed a lot of opportunities. Cavani's second goal in 85 minutes, a thing of real beauty. You know, for all of Neymar and Mbappe's movement, I think Cavani, his deadly finishing is going to be massive this season. Heaviest ever home defeat in Europe for Celtic.
Yeah, it seems like that front three have already got a great understanding. Yeah. So it's three very intelligent players. John, I imagine that's a very happy Paris Saint-Germain dressing room.
It is, and the very impressive Adrien Rabiot, who just seems to get better and better by the season and by the game. He said that the crowd pushes the team on here and they're a very tenacious side, but our instructions were to focus from the start and to use the ball well. We did that. We gave ourselves breathing space early on. That was vital.
They were brutal. And 3-0 up by the 40th minute, Cavani with a penalty after Mbappe and Neymar. 5-5 for him since he joined the club, by the way, Neymar, in that first half, scintillating from Paris Saint-Germain. Let's go to Bayern Anderlecht next. 3-0 for Bayern in Munich, bouncing back after their Hoffenheim defeat at the weekend. That's from their head coach, Carlo Ancelotti, asked if they are favourites in this competition.
Of course, there are two teams favourite, Paris Saint-Germain and Bayern, and the other two teams that are competitive, because also today with one less man, I think they under had a good game. Every game will be difficult, important and exciting.
They didn't look brilliant tonight, Chris, in the early red card for Sven Coombs, who was dismissed for bringing down Lewandowski for the first penalty. But they got the job done, and that's really what counts here.
It is, yeah. I think we talked about Paris Saint-Germain front three clicking. I don't think that Bayern's have thus far as an attacking force. You would have expected a Bayern team to have gone on and maybe scored four or five, particularly when Anderlecht were down to 10 men. But, you know, they got the points and it's all set up for well, we expected it would be anyway in this section. But those two games between Paris Saint-Germain and Bayern, Ancelotti going back to his old club, are going to be really good watches.
It's interesting because they still don't seem quite as pacey or direct as the Guardiola Bayern, and it's something that's sort of hung around the whole Ancelotti reign so far.
It has, and remember they were knocked out in the quarterfinals last season, having reached, I think, five successive at least semi-finals before Ancelotti's arrival. Yeah, there is a bit of pressure on them. How do you get the best out of Robert Lewandowski? I know he scored. James Rodriguez was given that role in the number 10 on Tuesday night. They don't quite look their blistering best, Bayern, but it is very early, and ultimately, if you're not playing well or not playing at your best, then you are still winning. I don't think too many people can be too critical. They are up and running with a win.
What a game on match day two, Wednesday the 27th of September. Bayern go to Paris Saint-Germain. And Celtic travel to Belgium to take on Anderlecht on the same date. In Group C, meanwhile, finished goalless between Roma and Atletico. Quickly, Chris, what happened in this game? It looked to me like Diego Simeone's side should have won it.
They should. Simeone himself has praised Alisson Becker, saying he had a wonderful performance, and he did. So many times he saved Roma, particularly from Saul very late on, and then Saul, having seen his initial header save by Becker, really should have scored. And sort of blasted it onto the crossbar from maybe 2 metres out and it went over. They had so many chances there. Vieto, Saul again, Correa, Koke as well, cleared off the line by Costas Manolas. Roma will be delighted with that home point. Atletico looked impressive, but they didn't take their chances. That has been their Achilles heel in the past as well. And I think the one area that Simeone will be unhappy with was the fact they didn't put the ball in the back of the net. Beyond that, it was a great performance.
Chelsea would be delighted by the result, and they won 6-0 against Karabag, making their UEFA Champions League debut tonight, the team from Azerbaijan. Let's get the thoughts of a man who clocked up another assist on the night, Chelsea's Cesc Fabregas.
We've been waiting for a long time to be back playing Champions League, and you know, finally it arrived, and you know, it's a good performance, good good result. You never know if these goals can count at the end of the group stage, so you know, we just keep going now.
So the goals on the day, Pedro with the opener on 5 minutes, Zappacosta with scoring on the half-hour mark, Azpilicueta, Bakayoko and Batshuayi scoring. There was also an own goal at the end. The Zappacosta goal, you have to see it to believe it. An amazing effort from a wide angle. It looked like it was maybe a cross, went straight in. We tried to find out what Antonio Conte thought of the attempt.
Yeah, but I think it's not important. It's important for Zappacosta that he played a really good game, and he knows very well my idea of football, and for this reason he was ready to play from the start.
Conte not playing along?
I thought he might.
It was a wonderful hit. He actually ran 80 metres with the ball. Zappacosta, new signing for Chelsea. Good announcement on his home debut, Chris.
Yeah, and celebrated with the supporters. And actually, you know, Batshuayi was put in. Conte made some changes, and they came off. Six goals, including some strikes for those who now will be rested, I guess, for the weekend. He can bring back the likes of Alvaro Morata.
Yeah.
Who was full of smiles on the bench, by the way, when Batshuayi was scoring. He wasn't thinking, could have been me out there. But Carabao, very tough introduction to life in the UEFA Champions League. But I think at home they will be, you know, that's where they'll look to pick up some points. Incredibly tough section for them with Chelsea, Roma and Atletico. But what a start for Chelsea, because not only six goals and a win, the other game in the section finished all square.
So Chelsea top of that group after their victory. Roma, Atletico both on a point. Carabao bottom. Atletico host Chelsea next. Is going to be one of our featured matches on match day two. And Roma go to Carabao. Coming up next on the show, we'll preview Wednesday night's group stage matches.
European football is more diverse and multicultural than ever. Our competitions and grassroots projects feature players and fans from all backgrounds. And for UEFA, it's important to communicate that football is for all. Respect is a social responsibility initiative launched in 2008. For the last 4 years, this initiative has featured the message, "No to racism." UEFA is now evolving and expanding this message in an effort to promote inclusion, diversity and accessibility across not only ethnicity, but also gender, age, sexual orientation, all abilities and social backgrounds. The new campaign gives all football lovers in Europe a voice to share what football means to them. The new Respect campaign is called Equal Game. Because everyone is entitled to enjoy football, no matter who you are, where you're from, or how you play. On the pitch, we're all the same.
This is UEFA Champions League Match Day Live. I'm Rob Daly. Let's now concentrate on Wednesday night's group stage games. Our main feature match comes from Wembley, with Tottenham taking on Borussia Dortmund at the start of Group H. Spurs star striker Harry Kane knows how crucial it is to improve on last season's campaign.
I think we had to do better at home, and I think that's something we've got to learn from this year. We've got to make sure we win our home games, because away in the Champions League is always going to be difficult no matter who you play. So, yeah, try and improve on our home form. That starts, obviously, tomorrow night, and go from there, really. We're in a tough group, but it's good. It's a good test for us. The players are excited to play against the best teams in Europe, and, yeah, and our group proves that.
OK, let's go to our commentator for this one, Phil Blacker, who joins us now on Matchday Live. Phil, this is one of the most exciting fixtures of the group stage, surely.
It really is, isn't it, Rob? Yeah, really looking forward to this one. Maurizio Pochettino hasn't shied away from it, has he, in his pre-match press conference earlier, declaring it almost a final already on match day one in the Champions League. But I guess when you've got a group that contains the holders, Real Madrid, it almost boils down to that, doesn't it? Because there's a very fair chance that one of these two sides will not be going through to the knockout stages. Of course, Borussia Dortmund, well-versed there in the later stages of the competition. I think they've made it for the last 4 years, haven't conceded a goal yet at the start of the Bundesliga season, but are known for their vibrant attacking football. As to a large degree, under the current coach, are Tottenham. Comes down maybe as well to the Wembley issue, doesn't it? Just the one win at the National Stadium last season for Tottenham in UEFA competition. Now it's their current home, haven't won there yet in the Premier League. Can they put that to bed? I think this would be an ideal opportunity to do that. They found their form at Everton at the weekend in the Premier League as well, which bodes well for them. This is another step up, though, against proven performers on the European stage. When you look at the attacking talent that is going to be involved in this game on both sides, and you add in just what it means in a group in the UEFA Champions League that contains the holders as well, I think we've got every ingredient we could possibly require for what should be an outstanding evening's entertainment.
Spot on, Phil. Thank you very much for joining us on Matchday Live. Phil Blackett across Spurs Dortmund in the Wednesday night fixture. Also in that section, as Phil mentioned there, Real Madrid host Apoel, a team they have beaten in recent years in the competition. Our other featured match sees Liverpool host Sevilla. Steve Wyeth will be our man watching this one. The UEFA Champions League back at Anfield, Steve.
Yes, it's amazing, isn't it, if you think of the prestige and the history that Liverpool have in European competition. This is only the second time in eight seasons that they've been in the group stage of the UEFA Champions League. So there will be, I anticipate, a little bit of pressure on them at Anfield tomorrow night against the other team, of course, who many are predicting to proceed from the group stage. Sevilla, two teams who like to press their opponents, who like to play attacking football, so it's set up to be exciting. It's set up to be end-to-end, and we've seen with Liverpool in their last two games a 5-0 defeat at Manchester City, preceding that a 4-0 win over Arsenal, just how varied their performances have been so far this season. Both teams have had to come through the playoff round to reach the group stage of the UEFA Champions League, so they're already well into their stride this season. I think it's set up beautifully, Rob, for a meeting, an early group stage meeting of the two teams that we expect to occupy the top two places at the end of the group stage.
Steve, look forward to your company tomorrow. Thank you very much for joining us on the show. Steve Wyeth will be our commentator for Liverpool versus Sevilla from Anfield. Mo Salah, major doubt. We understand he has a sore throat, Jurgen Klopp said today. Very unlikely to play. In Group G, meanwhile, Leipzig take on Monaco on their UEFA Champions League debut. The German side, Porto, host Besiktas. And in Group F, Shakhtar Donetsk take on Napoli. It's final Manchester City from Rotterdam in the other game. A reminder, Manchester United tonight have returned to the UEFA Champions League with a 3-0 win over Basel. Jose Mourinho was asked how far United are off winning this competition.
I think far, because we are in the first match of the group phase, and to win the Champions League you need to play 13 matches and we played only one. But honestly, we are building a team, while 3, 4, 5 teams in Europe are the top teams in terms of quality, in terms of experience in these moments, are the ones that are coming to the Champions League semi-finals, to the finals every year. But when I won it with Porto and with Inter, we were not favourites. So why not? Let's see.
Jose Mourinho there, the Manchester United manager. Time for Man of the Matches. Chris, your outstanding player from all of the games tonight?
Could have picked most of the Paris Saint-Germain team, but Edison Cavani, 2 goals, 9 in 7 now this season.
We did the main game here, of course, Barcelona against Juventus. Very, very easy. Certainly a no Messi.
I think I would have to say Marouane Fellaini to come off the bench after 19 minutes, score a goal, set up a goal and have the general influence he did, I thought was really impressive.
Adam, thank you very much. John and Chris, thank you very much as well. Sure, that was a hard one for you, John. But that's all we have time for on UEFA Champions League Matchday Live. And what an enthralling start to the group stage it has been. At the Camp Nou, Barcelona put in a vintage display to see off last season's finalists, Juventus 3-0, with that man Messi once again the star of the show. Then at Old Trafford, Manchester United returned to UEFA Champions League action in style, beating Basel 3-0 despite an injury to their captain on the night, Paul Pogba. Elsewhere, there were convincing wins for Chelsea, Paris Saint-Germain, Bayern and Sporting, while Cesca also tasted victory on opening night. The other match saw Roma and Atletico battle out a goalless draw in the Italian capital. Join us again from 19:30 CET on Wednesday for full commentary of Spurs versus Dortmund, an update of Liverpool against Sevilla from Anfield. So until then, from Chris Parrott, Adam Summerton, John Bradley and myself, Rob Daly, it's goodbye. Lewandowski slots it into the corner, sends the goalkeeper the wrong way, and Robert Lewandowski from the penalty spot, not for the first time this season, makes it Bayern 1, Anderlecht 0.
Is this Edison Cavani's turn for 3-0? Yes it is, he sends the goalkeeper the wrong way, nothing Craig Gordon could do about it. Edison Cavani joins the Paris Saint-Germain list of scorers. They are 3-0 up away at Celtic.
And Rashford makes it 3-0 to Manchester United, a kiss of the badge. match, away to the crowd, and Manchester United open up in UEFA Champions League group stage with what looks like being a resounding victory here.
Absolutely brilliant once again from Lionel Messi. In his 30s now, but still providing moments of absolute magic. It's another brilliant Barcelona goal.
You've been listening to UEFA Champions League Matchday Live.